Brachas Tzmura Parakei Mishnah Gimel Ha'emer Vlada Shozu Ola Behi Shlomim. Bar Kayam, somebody who has a behema mu'bar, behema that's expecting a vlad, and he wants to be marked as the behema. And first he says, I want to be marked as the vlad for a korban ola, and I want to be marked as the aim, the mother, for a korban shlomim, his varim, ar kayam. He could do that. He could be marked as the vlad for one korban, and the aim for a different korban. He shlomim, u vlad da ola. Harei tu vlad shlomim, dibi rabbi meir. But if first he's marked as the aim, before he's marked as the vlad, he said that the aim will be brought as a korban shlomim, and then he said that he wants to be marked as the vlad to be brought as a korban ola. In such a case, that which he said the vlad should be a korban ola does not work, and the vlad should be brought as a korban shlomim, since he was marked as the aim first. And when he was marked as the aim, included in that hegdish was also the vlad, as the vlad is part of the aim. So therefore, when it's marked as the aim first to be a korban shlomim, that includes the vlad, so the vlad is brought as a korban shlomim, even though afterwards he said that he wants the vlad to be a korban ola. That does not help, as Rabbi Meir holds, toughest lashon rishon. We go by the first thing he said, which is that he wants the aim to be a shlomim, and we don't take into account the last thing that he said, that he wants the vlad to be an ola, as by the time he said he wants the vlad to be an ola, it's too late, since when he was marked as the aim, that included the vlad. Amar Rabbi Yosef, in lechem eskavim mitchila, harol v'yavshe likroi shnei shemes ke'achas, dvarav kayam. Rabbi Yosef said, if at the time he was marked as the aim for a korban shlomim, he intended to afterwards be marked as the vlad for a korban ola, and since it's possible to do that at the same time, he can't be marked as the aim and the vlad at the same time, so he was marked as the aim first, but not to say that when he was marked as the aim first, he had in mind that he wants to be marked as the vlad for a korban shlomim also, because at the time he was marked as the aim, he had in mind to afterwards be marked as the vlad for a korban ola, and since that was his intention in the first place, his varim arkeyam in the vlad would not be a shlomim, it would go for a korban ola, as Rabbi Yossi holds, toughest af lush and achron. We go also by the second thing that you said. We don't pay attention only to the first thing that he said, which is that he wants the aim to be a shlomim. We take into account also that which he said, that the vlad should be an ola, since that was his intention in the first place. Those are the things that he was makdish. Is chal, the aim is a shlomim, and the vlad is an ola. Ve'em mishama harezu shlomim nimrach. V'amar vlad ola harezu vlad shlomim. But if at the time he said that he wanted to be a korban shlomim, he didn't have in mind that he wanted to be marked as a vlad for an ola, and only after he said that the aim should be a shlomim, he had a change of heart, and he said that the vlad should go for a korban ola. In such a case, even according to Rabbi Yose, the vlad would not be an ola, it would go for a korban shlomim. As in this case, we don't say that we take into account the last thing that he said, since originally he didn't have in mind to be marked as a vlad for an ola, and even if he had a change of heart, betok de dibor, within second of that which he said that he wants the aim to be a shlomim, he right away had a change of heart and he said that the vlad should be an ola. Still, that doesn't help, even though normally we hold tok de dibor kedibor dami. If you have a change of heart within seconds, then you can back out. But when you're makdish a behemah, this is one of the exceptions to the rule. When you're makdish something, you cannot back out, even tok de dibor. Somebody who has a korban ola and a korban shlomim in front of him, and he takes the behemoth chulin, and he says that the behemoth chulin should be tmura the ola and tmura the shlomim. In such a case, harezu tmura zola, dibri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that the behemoth chulin would be tmura zola, it would have the din of an ola, not of a shlomim. Even though he said tmura zola and tmura shlomim, according to Rabbi Meir, toughest lashon rishon, we go by the first thing he said. We don't pay attention to the second thing that he said. Amar Rabbi Yosef, im lechein eskavei mitchila, haro v'yesha likro shnei shemes ke'echas, zvarav kayami. Rabbi Yosef argues with Rabbi Meir. He said, if when he first said t'mura zola, he also had in mind to say t'mura shlomim. Just he can't say both at the same time. He can't say t'mura zola and t'mura shlomim at the same time. He has to be mocked in one of them, so he said t'mura zola first. But he had in mind also to say t'mura shlomim. In such a case, his varim are kayamim, the behemah would be a tmura zola and a tmura shlomim. And the behemoth would be sent out to pasture until it gets a mum, and after it gets a mum, it would be sold, and the proceeds of the sale would be used to buy both an ola and a shlomim, half the money for an ola and half the money for a shlomim. Now, even though if he wanted to be both a shlomim and an ola, why did he say tmura zola and tmura shlomim? Why did he have to say tmura twice? He should have said tmura zola and shlomim. The answer is that maybe he thought that if he said Tmuras Ola Uslamim without saying the word Tmura twice, then the din would be that Behema would not be allowed to be brought as a korban on the Mizbeach, who would have to sell it. So therefore he said Tmuras Ola, and then he said Tmuras again, Tmuras Shlamim, and he thought if he said that, then he would be allowed to bring the Behema, the korban on the Mizbeach. Of course, that's incorrect. As we said, the Behema cannot be brought, the korban on the Mizbeach. Instead, it would have to be sold so that the money would half go for an Ola and half go for a Shlamim, but that's what he thought, and that's the reason he said Tmura twice. So therefore, his varam are kayamim. Ve'em misha amar Tmuras Ola nimlach, v'amar Tmura Shlamim, harezu Tmuras Ola. But even according to Rabbi Yosef, if originally when he said Tmuras Ola, he didn't have in mind to say afterwards Tmura Shlamim, he had in mind that it should be solely for an Ola. And after he said Tmuras Ola, he had a change of heart, and he said Tmura Shlamim. In such a case, it would be a Tmuras Ola, not a Tmuras Shlamim. Even if he backs out Toki de Debo within seconds, it doesn't help. As by Hegdish, when you mock to something, you can't back out even Toki de Debo. Now that was Rabbi Yosi Hall, that if you originally had in mind to say both Tmuras Ola and Tmuras Shlamim, that it would have a din of an Ola and of a Shlamim. That's only by an Ola and a Shlamim. But if your mock to should half for a Chatzis and half for an Ola, in such a case, the Behema would be put to death. The din of a Tmuras Chatzis is that it is put to death. So if it's half a chatas and half a different korban, also has to be put to death. That's only, of course, if it's chayav a korban chatas. But if it's not chayav a korban chatas and he tries to make something into a tmuras chatas, his varim is not kayam. What he says is varim b'telem, and he can't be makdash a chatas unless he did mabera, which is machayav you, to bring a korban chatas.